This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Ramadan, the month-long Muslim holiday, ended on Friday. And like many newspapers across the country, the Portland Press-Herald in Maine ran a front-page story on how local Muslims celebrated the occasion. That article and an accompanying photo prompted a slew of email, Twitter, and Facebook responses from readers, many of them very angry. So angry that the paper's publisher eventually apologized. WBUR's Andrew Phelps joins us now to tell us why the article triggered all those emotions. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Sasha.
The story and photo about local Ramadan celebrations appeared on the front page of the paper last Saturday, mm-hmm. which happened to be September 11th, and that date, that timing, is what offended some readers, right?
Exactly, and it's interesting to point out that the Ramadan story talks to Muslim Mainers about the controversy over the proposed Islamic Cultural Center near Ground Zero, and of course they're asking for sensitivity. Anyway, on September 11th, the photo that ran alongside that story was a photo of Muslims around Portland praying, and people were outraged. They said it was insensitive of the newspaper to run such a prominent story about Muslims with that kind of placement without making any mention of the anniversary anywhere on the front page.
So, story on the front page about Ramadan, no story on the front page on September 11th about September 11th.
Right. All the coverage came on September 12th.
Ah, the day after. Tell us about some of the reaction to the story, particularly the reaction that came in online.
Yeah, there's a commenter named Richard McKeever who wrote, "My delivery box is uprooted and laying in the dirt awaiting pickup, subscription canceled. A bit ironic the paper was more concerned with 3,000 worshipers versus 3,000 killed on 9/11. Some very, very angry responses. Carl Terwiel writes, "While I respect all religions, I truly believe it was a colossal mistake and very poor judgment to make the front page of the paper a celebration of Ramadan on 9/11. Having said this, I suspect on Pearl Harbor Day there will be a big front page article on Japanese culture."
So the newspaper responded with a pretty significant mea culpa. It published an apology that appeared in the paper a day later. Was it the very next day?
That's right. Online that afternoon and in the paper the next day.
And we're going to hear from the Portland Press-Herald's publisher, Richard Connor, in a few minutes. But first, Andrew, tell us a little bit more about the paper's response, that apology that ran on Sunday the day later.
Well, if the discussion on the web is any guide, and the discussion is still going several days later, the apology failed to placate the critics, the angry readers, and it enraged even more the people who thought that the Ramadan coverage was perfectly appropriate in the first place. A Facebook commenter named Matt Dacey said, "The fact that you would apologize for offending ignorant bigots is absolutely disgusting." And Amy Freed says, "Are you kidding? As you undoubtedly know, there were Muslim prayer rooms in the Pentagon and the Twin Towers. Muslims were victims on 9/11, and Muslims in the military have died in service to our nation." A blogger for Time magazine said, "If you're a Muslim in America, be warned. Apparently now, even the very fact you exist is offensive to people on September 11th. And Dan Kennedy, the Northeastern University journalism professor, called the apology, quote, repulsive. I talked to him on the phone a little bit earlier.
It was almost as if he was saying that, you know, these people are not Americans and they're not part of our community. And so, therefore, we apologize to anyone who was offended by the fact that we were featuring Muslims in some way. I really did think that was appalling. I thought it was a rather amazing statement for a newspaper publisher to make about people in his community.
Andrew, thank you for that wrap-up. Listeners, do you think it was offensive for the Portland Press-Herald to run a prominent front-page story and photo about Ramadan on September 11th? Or if the paper had given equal front page coverage on the same day to the September 11th remembrances, would this whole controversy never have happened? We want to know if you think the paper's coverage was insensitive or if you think it's the publisher's apology that was inappropriate. Give us a call at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. As we mentioned earlier, we also have with us the publisher and editor of the Portland Press Herald. This is Richard Connor, who signed that published apology the day after the story and photo ran. Mr. Connor, thanks for speaking with Radio Boston.
You're welcome.
So that original story that appeared on September 11th about the Ramadan celebration, could you give us a sense as editor and publisher of what role, if any, you played in that editorial decision to give the story and photo that kind of prominent play?
Well, in the column that I wrote on Sunday in the front page, I point out that I had no role in it other than the people who made the decision. All work for me. The executive editor who runs the news meeting twice a day made the decision, and so I had no role in it. But as he knows, and the people who were are part of the news budget committee know that I'm supportive of the decision that they made to run the photo and the story. I also think that as an institution, we forgot that on 9/11 there are a lot of people that expect coverage of 9/11 on that day, and all of our coverage ran on 9/12. So I think we made an error in judgment about what we didn't do. I don't think it was an error what we did, and we would run that Ramadan story and the observance of the end of Ramadan. We'd run that over and over again, and we will. We're covering a story tomorrow, a local story about a woman who has written a book that I believe is about being Islamic and living in America. So the subject matter doesn't scare us or bother us. I think that where we made a mistake is that we didn't realize that people on 9/11 want to read about 9/11 too.
So if you had to go back and do it all over, that front page would still have the Ramadan story, but it would be paired or accompanied with a story about the 9/11 remembrances.
Yes, I'm not saying they would run side by side. I mean, I don't imagine. I think you've given a good wrap up of the controversy and what happened and what didn't happen. I think there's a lot of misinterpretation, but quite frankly, it's a great photo. And the story is very well done. It talks about what the end of Ramadan means and about forgiveness, and it's very well done there. So I'm not saying that the 9/11 story would have run right alongside of it. It probably would have been under it. And I suspect there are people that might not have liked that. That would not have prompted me to say, well, we should have done more on 9/11. But we didn't play it the way that a lot of readers thought we should. I don't for a minute imagine that all of the people who wrote to me, that the coverage offended them as much as I suspect that what we're seeing in this country is there's a lot of bigotry that has prevailed for a long time, and it's still there, and it's a hot topic right now. So we got caught in the middle of it, but this is really a story about what we didn't do. It's not about what we did.
And your apology, would you say that in your history working with newspapers, is that quite a rare thing for you to do, sign an apology letter for some coverage?
Not a rare thing for me to do, but I think it's rare not only in newspapers but in the media business. But I've done this for 40 years all over the country, and when I think that our newspaper makes a mistake, I write about it. I've written stories that were critical of columnists who worked for us, and I usually get criticized on both sides for that, but I don't mind admitting when I think we made a mistake, and people are welcome to disagree with that. We've had a meeting with our newsroom that was really run by the man who made the decision, and we haven't had any kind of an internal uproar over it. I think they understand that we approach this job honestly and ethically every day, but when we make a mistake, I believe that in my job I need to A, take responsibility for the decision, and that if I think we erred, I should say so.
Richard Connor, publisher and editor of the Portland Press Herald. I want to add another voice to this conversation, and this is Bob Giles. He runs the Nieman Foundation for Journalism at Harvard. He's had a very long career, almost 40 years, I believe, in the newspaper business as both a reporter and editor at papers including the Detroit News and the Akron Beacon Journal. Bob Giles, thanks for coming into the studio at Radio Boston.
Happy to be here.
Do you think the Portland Press Herald was correct to issue an apology?
No. I don't think an apology was necessary. What I think would have been appropriate would be for Richard Connor to have run a note to the readers and taken advantage of the opportunity that this story presented, which was a teachable moment, an opportunity to help educate the readers about why the story was published, why the story was important, and what the community can learn about the spirit in which the Muslims were celebrating the end of Ramadan, and what that says about bringing together more healing in the community at a time and when there's a lot of anger about radical Muslims. It was an opportunity to make a distinction between the moderate Muslims in the community and the radical Islamists who were involved in 9/11.
Bob Giles, we have a number of listener calls on the board. I want to take one from Steve from Arlington, who I believe differs from much of this conversation. Hi, Steve. Thanks for calling Radio Boston.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for taking my call. I think it's perfectly reasonable for people to be upset about the article, just because of the basic fact that the Islamic religion directly contributed to the September 11th attacks. It was carried out by people who had a radical interpretation, but it's an interpretation shared by millions of Muslims all over the world. And just because some Muslims are moderate, it doesn't in any way diminish the fact that there are many, many, a troubling number of Muslims who are perfectly happy with what happened on that day.
Steve, thank you for that. Bob Giles, what are your thoughts about that? All Muslims sort of tend to be clumped into a group when something like this happens.
Well, Muslims can no more be clumped into a group than Christians can. But I would like to say that some of this responsibility for the story falls on the editor, Richard Connor. In the normal course of things, the new staff will share a copy of the budget for tomorrow's newspaper or the week's special stories with the publisher and the editor. And he should have known in advance that this story was going to run and what the plan was also for covering 9/11. So he should have had an opportunity, taken an opportunity to engage in a discussion with his editors about how the story was going to be covered.
But of course, Bob Giles, as you know, publishers tend to try not to step into editorial decisions. So would that have been inappropriate?
His title is editor.
Editor and publisher.
An editor is first. And if he's editor, he is the chief news executive, and he has a responsibility to know what's going in that newspaper every day.
So Richard Connor, you are editor and publisher of the Portland Press Herald. What about what Bob Giles of the Nieman Foundation says?
I disagree with his opinion on it, obviously, or I wouldn't have done what I've done. And we operate our newspapers a little bit differently than people that have been in corporate journalism. And we have papers in Pennsylvania, we have these in Maine, and we happen to be growing. I think that when we need to be honest about what we think was a mistake, we should do it. We criticize people day in and day out, and yet we want to be immune to it. I do get a budget every day. He's absolutely right, and I take responsibility for it. But I place not only in the newsroom with the executive editor, but in all of our departments, the trust that they will carry out their duties properly. And, you know, if I disagreed with this, I could go in and fire the eight people who are in the meeting who have, you know, cumulatively 200 years of experience. We should have covered 9/11 differently on that day. That's the lesson for us. I'm the one who's talked to the readers, who I've emailed virtually everybody who's emailed me. Bob Giles didn't hear those people, and he hasn't seen that, and he's not active in small town local journalism. So, that's what we do. That's what I do. It's different than what other editors do. There aren't a lot of editors and publishers, and I care really about our customers and our readers. I really don't care what the journalism community at large thinks about me. I never have. I've done this a long time, and I don't today. So we've had 5 cancellations, and, you know, the guy that wrote that said that his box was on the side of the road. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
Only 5 cancellations despite all the anger that's come in. So in terms of losing subscribers, the number's been quite small.
We sell about 50,000 newspapers a day, and over 90,000 on Sunday. So the last count I had was 5. And if we print a picture tomorrow in the paper that our readers think, is obscene or pornographic, we'll lose 200. So I think we've been caught in what is really a national debate. It shows the divisiveness in the country, and, you know, we're in the middle of it, and, you know, we're being lumped together with the arguments about the mosque and about the pastor in Florida, and, you know, this is, there are people that want to make this story into something that it isn't. It's about what we didn't do. And it's that simple. And people that want to, you know, turn it into something else are more than welcome to. But that's not what it's about. And
Richard Conner, we have a lot of callers on the board, so I'd like to hear from some of these people. One of them is Ralph from Belmont, Massachusetts. Ralph, you have a sort of a very balanced view of this, I believe.
Well, yeah, I guess my concern is this. This, the whole thing, and I call it a kerfuffle rather than anything else, is just emblematic of the kind of tragedy of American misunderstanding. I think that it was probably insensitive not to realize that publishing this on September 11th would engender this kind of response. I don't have a heck of a lot of respect for the people who have responded negatively to it, but I'm really, really disturbed by the publishing of an apology, because and I have to limit what I say there because I haven't read the apology itself, but to apologize for something like this is just disastrous.
So Ralph, you're saying the apology was insensitive as well as the front page story. Bob Giles, I wonder if you think that part of this has to do with the internet era. You know, if this had happened pre-internet, could the amount of criticism have been as vocal and as public, and could it have been stirred up so much? And is this partly the media, the old media, trying to figure out how you react to readers and listeners in a new media environment, and are we still figuring out our way?
Well, the old media, this would have been letters to the editor and phone calls to the city desk. I think the outcome of this that is so positive is the vigorous discussion that has gone on through the internet, through Twitter, through Facebook, and so on, that has enabled the community to have a vigorous discussion about the story, about the meaning of the newspaper's publication of it on the end of Ramadan, and about the newspaper's apology. I think that is a very salutary outcome of this that the newspaper has handled very well. They've been responsive to their readers, and I think that the idea that the internet can inspire this kind of interaction between the community and the newspaper, irrespective of what the opinion is a very healthy thing.
Richard Conner, publisher and editor of the Portland Press Herald. I wonder if you feel as if you overreacted in part because this is a very 21st century internet-driven criticism. Do you feel like there's an old media, new media clash going on here?
Oh, I don't know if I would call it a clash. It's certainly different, and I referenced that in the column. And the caller who, you know, preceded Bob a moment ago said, well, I haven't read the column. And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people I've heard from haven't seen the front page, haven't read the column. Then there are a lot of people who have linked to it and have, but a lot of people haven't. And, you know, what I see that I think deserves a further thought is there are two things. One is, how would this have been handled before? It's a lot of work to sit down and handwrite or type a letter, and actually even to make a phone call. I mean, Bob Giles has been a city editor. I've been a city editor. He's exactly right. They would have called in. So you get the volume is greater. The speed is obviously greater. And quite frankly, the sense of outrage and hostility and the lack of manners and courteousness is astounding, even if you've had it before. So that changes, the new media changes everything. And, you know, one of the things that happens to us internally, there are two things. What I asked the news group, the news budget group on Monday, is one thing. ask yourselves what you think of the decision you made and whether we are in touch or out of touch with our community, and make your own decisions.
And Richard Connor will be connecting to your stories on our website, which people can see at WBUR.org. I want to say thanks to you for being willing to talk about this. That was Richard Connor, publisher and editor of the Portland Press Herald. Also, Bob Giles, who heads the Nieman Foundation for Journalism at Harvard University, and Andrew Phelps, who's a reporter for WBUR.org. Up next, it's a film bonanza. We talk movies and more in our art segment. Stay with us. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.